Welcome to Prompted, the podcast where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. My name is Eric, and I'll be your host on this journey of creative exploration, where the boundaries between words and imagination blur. New episodes of Prompted will be released every Monday, so be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or you can listen directly from our website, thepromptedpodcast.org. In each episode, I explore creative writing through in-depth discussions in our deep dive segments. I will also feature my own original poetry and other writing inspired by the writing prompts from the previous week. And to keep it going, I'll share a new writing prompt at the end for you to try. I'd love to see what you're working on. Share your writing with me using the hashtag #PromptedPodcast on Blue Sky. I'm always eager to connect with listeners and hear how the prompts are inspiring you. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's creative writing journey. Punctuation isn't just about grammar. It's rhythm, breath, tone, and tension. A period can end a thought or land like a punch. A comma can create clarity or hesitation. A dash? That's a full interruption. And let's not even get started on the ellipsis. No matter what you're writing, the way you punctuate shapes not just how the work reads, but how it feels. This week's deep dive explores how those tiny marks control the pace, mood, and voice of your writing. The beat beneath the text. Think of your words as dancers, and your punctuation as the conductor's baton. It tells them when to move, when to stop, and when to hover in midair. Punctuation controls timing and directs the emotional current between lines, shaping the rise and fall of energy with every pause, break, or period. Even without rhyme, your writing has rhythm, and punctuation is key to building it. A paragraph without punctuation feels breathless, rushing forward, while one carefully punctuated moves like a song, full of pauses, emphasis, and flow. In poetry and spoken word, punctuation serves as a kind of score, guiding delivery. Where to pause, where to speed up, where to emphasize. It shapes how a piece moves through space and time, helping the reader, or the listener, feel the emotional beats without explicit explanation. In screenwriting, this choreography becomes even more literal. Punctuation marks indicate where actors should breathe, where energy should shift, and how a character's voice should land. Its timing, presence, and performance all encoded in small marks on the page. Try reading your work aloud, paying attention to where the breath naturally falls. Those are often the places where punctuation should live. So how do you make punctuation part of your voice? Punctuation isn't just technical, it's a toolkit. Let's explore the most common marks and how to use them to add rhythm, tension, and personality to your writing. Period. The period brings closure. It ends a thought with control, sometimes gently, sometimes like a door slamming shut. In short-form writing, it creates silence. Use it to pause, to land, or to make something final. Comma. The comma sets the pace. It shapes rhythm, breath, and subtle turns in tone. In poetry, it can shift the mood of a line. In fiction, it lets ideas build and layer without rushing. Question mark. The question mark opens a door. It can reveal character, stir tension, or leave something unfinished. In poetry, it makes a line feel like it's reaching. In fiction, it keeps the scene alive and moving. Exclamation point. The exclamation point is loud. It brings emotion, urgency, and heat. Use it with intention or break the rules on purpose. It hits hard when needed, but too many and it stops meaning anything at all. Colon. The colon signals a reveal. Instead of shouting, it points. Use it to build anticipation, add emphasis, or slow the rhythm just before something lands. Semicolon. The semicolon holds tension. It links two thoughts that could stand alone, but feel stronger together. Precise, a little formal, like a hinge between ideas that don't want to let go. M dash. The M dash is chaos tamed. Great for side thoughts, sudden turns, or jagged inner monologue. It breaks a sentence in ways that mimic spontaneous thought or the rhythm of speech. Just don't overdo it. Like the exclamation point, its power fades if it shows up everywhere. Dash. Not to be confused with the M dash. The standard dash, also called the N dash or, in screenwriting, the double dash, is often used to show interruptions or mark ranges like dates or page numbers. In scripts, the double dash signals when a character gets cut off or abruptly stops speaking. It's short, sharp, and perfect when timing and tension matter. Hyphen. The hyphen connects words. It's the quiet stitch that binds ideas together, bringing parts side by side that wouldn't normally belong. Small but essential in building new meaning. Ellipsis. Ellipses work best when something's being left out on purpose. They hint at what's missing, what's lost, or what's left unsaid, inviting the reader to fill in the silence. Quotation marks. Quotation marks frame speech or thought. They hold a voice, marking dialogue or highlighting words. Sometimes they sharpen focus. Other times they blur the line between what's said and what's meant. Apostrophe. Beyond grammar, it's a tool for compression, useful in short form to imply dialect, voice, or rhythm. Parentheses. Parentheses create intimacy, like a whisper just for the reader. They offer soft interruptions, private thoughts, or quiet background noise that can gently undercut what's being said. You don't have to be a grammar nerd to use punctuation with intention and precision. What truly matters is understanding how these small marks shape the way your writing feels, moves, and lives inside your reader's mind. Punctuation is a kind of pressure as it guides without shouting. It's less about rigid rules and more about deliberate control over rhythm, pacing, tone, and tension. Every period, comma, or dash is a choice. A moment to pause, to push forward, to hold a breath, or to break a thought. When you learn to wield punctuation like this, you're not just writing words, you're conducting an experience. So, after you've dropped your words on the page, shift your focus to the stops and slides, to the silences that let meaning stretch, contract, or hover just beyond the surface. That's where your writing breathes. That's where your voice takes shape. And that's where readers feel not only what you say, but how you say it. In the end, punctuation is a tool of presence. It anchors your voice, guides your reader's journey, and transforms simple words into something unforgettable. We've looked at punctuation as a tool, a texture, and a kind of emotional compass. Now, let's see how it works in practice. Coming up is a series of microfiction pieces, each one short enough to fit in the palm of your hand, but shaped carefully by the pauses, punctuation, and pressure between the words. The first writing prompt is the word acquiesce. The story leans into the liquid feel of the word. Notice the short, drifting sentences. Each period is a soft drop, a gentle end, like water shaping stone. The pool remembered her. When she stepped in, it sighed. Ripples spelled her name, slowly. A light blinked below. She followed. There was no bottom, only breath, and the hum of forgotten things waiting to be named again. The next prompt is the word curiosity. This story uses the colon, which creates a moment of anticipation. It's a look inside a box or a question just before the answer. You'll also hear a mix of short and long sentences. That variation builds tension and then softens it. They told him not to open it. He waited a week. Then a whisper came through the lid, just a peek. Inside, a marble, a button, a tiny sun. Now his shoes glow in the dark. He doesn't sleep. He just listens. And finally, we have the word pliable. The tone here is soft, but uneasy. Things feel like they could go anywhere. That flexibility is part of the tension. The walls sighed when she touched them, soft as dough. She pressed gently. They gave. By morning, the hallway curved. By night, the doors had moved. No one mentioned it. She smiled and waited to see what else would change. Now, let's shift gears into poetry, where every mark matters even more, as the punctuation becomes the pulse. Our first word prompt is sumptuous. It makes you think of something expensive, and maybe even a little over the top. This poem uses punctuation, especially the semicolon and the long pause, to slow us down, to let us linger, because sometimes the pause is part of the flavor. A semicolon waits, not quite done, not yet. A silver spoon between bites, savoring thought before it swallows. Sumptuous, this pause, not full stop, not runaway, but held breath on velvet tongue. The sentence, like the table, brims. Let it linger, let it glisten. Our next word prompt is flotsam. This word suggests drift or debris, as in the pieces left behind after something breaks apart. Too many commas washed ashore, flotsam of anxious fingers, every thought fragmented, afraid of drowning. He tried to hold meaning with parentheses, nested inside M dashes, trapped in ellipses, but it slipped through. In the end, he left the page blank. The silence said more than the clutter ever could. And our final word prompt is jeopardize. There's risk in the word itself. In creative writing, that risk often comes from knowing when to stop. This poem explores the tension of ending something quickly without apology. It's a reminder that punctuation isn't just about grammar, it's about control. She risked it all on a single period. No comma, no soft exit, just the stop. It jeopardized the whole line, cut short a promise, burned the bridge mid-sentence. Still, there's a power in not explaining. She knew exactly what she was doing. At the end of the last episode, before I took a couple weeks off to move across the country, I offered this writing prompt. While cleaning out their office, a retiring psychiatrist finds one final anonymous note tucked between the pages of an old appointment book. It's not signed, but it changes everything. My poetic response to this writing prompt leans into the tension between presence and absence. It wasn't the ink or the crooked fold, but the margin pressure, like the hand had been shaking or certain. No name, no plea, just a sentence that left the spine of the book too warm to close. I kept it, not for what it said, but for what it ended. Where the poem lingers in the quiet weight of what's unsaid, the following microfiction piece moves quickly. His last day, dusty office, an old ledger falls open. A note flutters out. You told me to write it down instead of doing it. I did. I lived. 1998. He reads it twice and frowns. He never had a patient in 98. He didn't even live here then. For this week's writing prompt, we're staying close to home, but something isn't quite right. Explore a character who refuses to cross a particular street in their neighborhood. Everyone assumes it's due to superstition or trauma. The real reason is stranger than anyone imagines. As you write, think about how silence, broken rhythm, and well-placed punctuation can echo hesitation, dread, or revelation. Let the tension live in the pauses, just like the story behind that street. As always, I'll share my own poetic and microfiction responses in the next episode. Happy writing! Thank you for listening to another episode of Prompted, where we spark imagination one writing prompt at a time. Be sure to tune in each week for fresh inspiration. You can subscribe on our website, thepromptedpodcast.org, or find us on your favorite podcast platform.